views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Now is the time for your weekly dose of natural medicine and education. Join Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and psychic Todd Rolson as they share their inspiration with humanity and discuss the healing benefits of Cambo medicine. The results are astounding. Coming up in the next hour of Cambo Talk Radio, discover how Cambo realigns the true self. Now, here are your hosts, Ginny and Todd.
Cambo Bane, Cambo Bond, Magia Profunda, Cambo Bane, Cambo Bond, Medico Del Mundo, Cambo Bane, Cambo Bond, Magica Profunda, Cambo Bane, Cambo Bond, Medico Del Mundo.
Hello everyone, welcome. I'm Ginny and I'm here with Todd and we're Cambo Talk. Hey Todd.
Hey, Ginny.
How's it going?
Oh, wonderful.
I'm super excited today.
Yeah, I agree. It's, you know, we've been kind of laying the base and foundation for what Cambo is over the first six shows. And we're also going to do that today a little bit and also have a guest. So I'm super excited because today is kind of the last what I would call base day where we're going to really explain stuff and then we're going to go off on other directions. And I know we're going to be talking about what today?
Well, I had a beautiful three-day ceremony here this weekend and I had six lovely souls who did Cambo the 3 days. And so one of those lovely people is going to come and share their experience today. His name is Keala Pono Richardson. And so I'm very excited. He does a lot of his own healing work, and he's going to talk a little bit about that too, but also about how he feels Cambo's going to affect his work now that he's gone through those the process of taking Cambo and how it's had how it's changed and how he feels around it.
Nice. And we are, I look forward to meeting him on air. I haven't met him before, but it's going to be fun to hear because I know he does a lot of interesting things and I'm sure he'll introduce some of that. But we're also going to be talking about the retreats.
Yes.
And we wanted to do that at least the first half of the show because the retreats are kind of one of the reasons we started this show to bring people to the next level quickly for healing, for guidance, for, you know, energy healing. And so we really want to focus on that today, don't we?
Yeah. It's kind of like, I always say it's kind of Cambo complete for lack of a better word. It's like a quantum leap in a shift, with these retreats. So they're quite different. Of course I do Cambo, ceremonies and circles but this is just going to be a little bit different because you're going to be bringing all of your lovely gifts to the retreat, and so is Lil, who will be you guys are going to be working your magic along with the magic of Cambo. So I'm super excited to talk about these.
I am too, because you know Cambo is such an incredible medicine, so we're going to combine these retreats with not just Cambo but also a retreat space. In this case, we have a house overlooking a lake about an hour north of here. What do you remember the name of the
lake? Lake Cavanaugh.
Yeah. And I've heard great things about it. I keep telling people about that lake and they're like, oh, as a kid, I used to go out there and swim and, you know, my family would camp around the lake. So this is going to be magical in just the space. Beyond that, we're going to have, you know, three nights at the space where we're all going to be there and food is included and Ginny and the medicine and my work will be every day, which is psychic. Just kind of I would call it a psychic evaluation. What do you need to work on? What do you need to focus on? And Lil is an incredible energy healer. And I was talking to somebody this morning about what she was planning to do. Do you remember some of what she was going to do?
Lil was going to be doing? Well, it's kind of interesting because I've had Lil in some of my circles just as an observer.
And she took Cambo too.
And she's taken Cambo, so she understands how the medicine works. But she can see a lot of the energies within people and she can help just move them along, you know, like have them be released. And I think that's really helpful for people because sometimes we really like to hang on to our those energies and some of our stuff.
Our stories,
yeah. Our, you know, our victimhood and all the things that have happened to us. And, you know, that feels comfortable to us. In some ways, we kind of like that melancholy, depressed, like dark feeling. And I say that because most people will say, well, no, we don't. But really, there's a time when that kind of feels good because it's known. It's what we know.
Yeah, we're used to that.
We're used to it. So it feels very comfortable to us. And really, what's really scary to most people is that unlimited possibility. We are afraid of that. It's quite frightening. So sometimes we hang on to those things because we don't know who we are without that.
Yeah. And, you know, I wanted to talk a little more about what Lil is going to do, too, because I thought it was such a brilliant idea. And I think...
Well, why don't you share that a little bit?
Well, she's planning to put six massage tables up, and she is going to work on one person. So if she sees a liver issue or something going on in the body, when she works on that one person, it's going to clear the issue in other people. And so this is kind of what I was leading to, because I'm like, this is radical transformation.
It is.
It's no longer has to be one-on-one. Cambo is an internal healing on all levels, physical, mental, emotional, and spirit. But then you combine Lil skills, which is transformational energy healing. And honestly, I have some of those same healing skills. And then information from all dimensions and levels on what the issues are. So I think we it's kind of like, I would call it almost a life goal, even though I haven't known you that long, but to get to this point.
It feels like a lifetime though.
Yeah, it does.
I meant that in a very good way.
Thanks, Ginny.
Yeah, I meant that
in the
best of way. Well, I think, what you and Lil bring to the picture is just exactly that. Lil really does it on a very physical level. But what I love about what you do is that you actually put words to that.
Yes.
And sometimes people need to know that. They need to know, what is it that I've got that I'm hanging on to? What kind of contract do I have? And that's what I like, is how you go into that space and get the information. And it's really helpful for people then.
Right. And you know, to continue with that, it's not always about this life, is it?
Not
I mean, you see that in Cambo certainly quite often, where there'll be something attached and it's just not even from this life.
That's true. So
I can see those aspects and go in and actually dissolve them because of alignment, honestly. So combining Cambo, which is transformation, with the other aspects is kind of incredible to me, and it's we're going to give a report on our next show, obviously. Where this is the first retreat, we know what we want to do, we know it will work, we know all of us have been professionals and have done this work for a long time. So now what happens when we put it all together, all these high level pieces?
No, I'm excited about it. You know, there's something I've been wanting to ask you, Todd.
Sure.
A little bit about this whole thing. I've had this experience of the way I see Cambo.
Right.
And I really see Cambo as like this connection to source. And I can't explain that because it's an unusual medicine, but like, it's like this full connection of to source in this medicine. And, you know, like there's a time when sometimes people, they, what we call white out, they kind of pass out. And so I'm always kind of interested about what that pass out is about, 'cause I've done it myself. And I finally got to this realization a couple of days ago that this is like how that's like a connection there. And I was wanting to know if you saw anything around that when people do kind of pass out.
Yeah, what Ginny's talking about is basically sometimes in the medicine, when people take the medicine, because it tends to overwhelm you, mm-hmm. and then it passes quickly, but people will basically pass out. And how I see it from an energy point of view or a spirit point of view is it tends to be a resetting system. So sometimes people are stubborn.
Yes.
And this is what spirit's saying, because I'm always talking to spirit 24 hours a day. I'm known for this, actually, two or three or four conversations while I'm talking with you guys. And they're just basically saying that some people are just too stubborn to do mm-hmm. the work in physical. So if they can disconnect. And that since the medicine is a conscious medicine and a highly evolved medicine, it can disconnect you in whatever way it needs, whether it kind of gets you into like passing out to reset, or you know, actually doing it through other ways, which is traditional, which is your, you know, kind of feeling and absorbing it and having the help.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense to me, because a lot of times when people pass out and I'm sitting there with them, kind of holding their head up because I know they're going to come back into their body, there is this real sweetness that comes. And you just feel this incredible love for that person and sweetness around it. And that makes sense, because that's kind of, that's why I felt this connection with that. When somebody passes out, they get fully connected to source, because that sweetness is so tangible. And
you know, what you're seeing is the blessing.
Yes.
You know, we all talk about blessings. Well, here the medicine, since the medicine is divine and it's aligned with higher consciousness, the medicine is bringing a blessing through for people. So this reset is like, ah, and I've seen it myself, because, you know, I come and help Jenny often, you know, in whatever way I can. And I've seen it too, where people check out, but they just relax for the first time in their life, or the first time in a week, or the first time in a month. And to see that complete relaxation of body and mind and soul, that allows the energy to be inserted, or the information to be inserted, with more ease.
That's just super lovely. And like I say, I love that feeling of that complete sweetness around them. And I feel so privileged and blessed to be sitting with people when they go through that experience.
And I know Jenny has watched me pass out, because I've done Cambo 6 times and 3 times. And she always says I look so sweet. So I feel like there's hope for me.
You do. You always look
I can be sweet.
Yeah, no, it's very lovely. And I've always been so curious about it, because I can talk about the physical effects with the biopeptides and your blood pressure raising, but there's something else to that I wanted to talk about today. So thank you. That makes a lot of sense. And that was kind of the sense I was getting too, but you put it into a really great words of understanding. So it's
beautiful.
Perfect. Well, so we're here at our first break already. Wow, it's going fast.
Yeah.
We're going to bring our guest on at the half hour, so we're pretty excited about that, so he can talk about his experience. But when we come back,
more retreat stuff.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back. This is Jenny and Todd with Cambo Talk.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Treat the body and expand the soul on June 1st with Lynn Brown. In this all-inclusive retreat, you'll treat your body with breakout sessions in the various elements of nature, enjoy fireside chats while harnessing the healing energy of fire, allow more light with more ease, and activate that connection between the body and spirit. Call 206-931-7356 or visit lynnmbrown.com.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Jenny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Jenny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
All right, we are back. I'm Ginny, and I've got Todd here across from me, and we're Cambo Talk. And today, we have been talking about our retreats, the Cambo Renewal Retreats. But before we go any further, I don't want to hurt Justin's feelings. I got to say hi to Justin.
Yes.
He's my guy, our producer, Justin. Hey, Justin.
Hello, Ginny and Todd.
How's it going?
Good. Glad to be on air finally.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, we always feel bad if we miss you at the beginning.
At the beginning.
We're like, let's, you know, get you in there.
Yeah, we're like, poor Justin.
But it's great to have you, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know what we'd do without you. As a matter of fact, when you, I don't hear your voice right away, I'm like, where's Justin? I start panicking a little bit. So you are our fearless leader. So thank you so much for that.
My pleasure.
Awesome.
Cool. Well, we're going into retreat. So tell us, like, how the retreat is, what the setup is, so people know. I mean, this is going to be a worldwide thing,
which is
why we're discussing it, because we know that this program is going to be used as a educational reference, and we're going to go all over the place with this.
Well, I think one of the things that I've noticed when people come to do Cambo, they come around 10 o'clock in the morning, and then we are finished around 2 or 3 in the afternoon, then they go home and then they come back and do it the next day. And there's a way in which they kind of go right back into their situation and people come back the next day saying,
walk the dog.
Yep. And you know, nobody quite understands what they're going through because this is such an inner journey. And so I really feel like going away, taking yourself out of your everyday life, going away for 3.5 days with no computer, no cell phone, no TV, not your regular surroundings, is a great way to have transformation because you can really just concentrate on your own inner work and your own inner shift.
Yeah, beautiful.
And so that's really the purpose behind doing it this way because I think the transformation, like I say, it's a bit of a quantum leap that way. And then the modalities that we're bringing in, like the gifts that you bring and the gifts that Lil brings, and we'll probably have other people as time goes on, who would be bringing their gifts, is just a way of, exponentially increasing the effects of the medicine of Cambo.
That's beautifully explained. So, what's included in a retreat?
Yeah. So, what we do is this one coming up. We'll talk about it. So, we start Friday night.
In this case, because it's Memorial Day.
It's Memorial Weekend. Normally, we'd start on a Thursday.
Yes.
But people will show up between 3 and 6, and then we'll have dinner at 7. We'll have kind of a sharing circle in the evening where because people are going to be a little nervous about what they're doing, that, and we'll talk about it, get over some of their questions and talk about some of their fears. You and Lil will probably do a little bit of work share.
We'll be looking at everyone's
systems. You'll be looking at everyone's.
Because Lil sees everything and I see it all, energetically.
Yes. And then the next morning we'll get up and start Cambo. So we'll start at 10 o'clock in the morning. Everybody will take Cambo. And we'll go through the processes again, like you talked about Lil being there. She'll have her table set up working on people as they're finishing the Cambo and resting. You'll be looking at their systems and seeing some of the things that they need and what they're purging and some of their contracts that you can work with them.
Yes.
And then after everybody's done, which I imagine will be around 2 o'clock and people get rested for about 45 minutes to an hour, we'll have lunch. And then you will be working with people individually.
Yes.
Giving them a lovely session because I've been in one of your sessions and it's quite transformative. And so everybody will have that. In the afternoon.
And then maybe a little break and then maybe a healing session with Lil before dinner.
Exactly. And so because we're in this beautiful setting along the lake, there are trails to walk and you can get out into nature. And really, Cambo just draws you to nature just by its essence, draws you into nature. And so that'll be in itself very healing for people to get out of the noise.
You know, each day that's the routine, wouldn't you say?
Each day that's the routine. And then in the evening we'll have a beautiful dinner together. And then we have some special things we'll do in the evening. Possibly we'll do some of the other medicines, like maybe a happy ceremony or a kakai ceremony.
Yeah.
Around the fire.
A drum circle would be cool.
Yeah. So we have lots of little things that we'll do that would be really fun in the evening after dinner, just to continue to connect with each other and connect with nature and connect with the spirit of Cambo
And so each day, you know, dinner and our lunch and dinner will be included. There is no breakfast for the participants because they will be purging. And, and usually you're not supposed to eat after 8 o'clock anyway because, you know, it allows the body to prepare.
Exactly.
So with each retreat, they'll, you know, since it's 3 nights, correct?
3 nights.
There'll be 2 meals per day. And then on Monday, in this case, instead of Sunday, everyone will pack up and leave.
After after lunch.
Yeah.
After their Cambo and lunch, then we'll be finished and people can head home.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is going to be – I think this is the way that it should be because of the fact that, again, we're taking ourselves out of our normal daily life and concentrating on – what we're doing.
And, you know, for me, Jenny, because, I was fortunate when I met Jenny, she had to go find me and she did. And, I immediately heard Cambo and intuitively I knew I was to do it. And she was sweet. She actually came over to my house and we had 3 other people and I set the space up well in an outdoor space. And it was really nice to be at home in my own, when I was done. Even though there was, you know, a little cleanup, I was like, yeah, I'm home. I'm comfortable. I'm in one spot. And I've also done Cambo, you know, at other locations. And just being home is going to feel good. Or just being in that beautiful retreat where you're overlooking the lake.
So you don't have
there's something magical to that.
I think there's definitely something magical. You don't have to get in your car now and, you know, drive through traffic and, you know, get back into society yet. And you get home and you got to walk the dog and the kids need to be fed and all the other things that are going on in your home. So this is a great way to just be very focused.
And the other factor is, cause I've been at the teacher retreats is like, you start building relationships with the people there. And I think we are a busy group of people and just to be going through this transformation together, bring some humanity. You know, I mean, I think that's another little additive where you're like, hey, I get to know you better. I get to be open to your pain and you're open to mine. And I think there's something healing in just that also.
Well, I think just the fact that there are other people holding space for you and are witnessing the work you're doing.
Yeah.
There's something, I mean, I think in our culture, we want people to witness our lives.
Yes.
And having other people in that space witnessing this thing that you're doing. And I always say it's very courageous and heroic that you're going through this process and having other people there with you.
Cheering you on and letting you know they can do it, I can do it.
Yeah. Cause when you go home and try to explain this to your husband or your girlfriend or
dog,
they don't get it.
Yeah.
And so there's a feeling like, oh, nobody really understands what I'm going through right now. And they don't, because it's an ordeal medicine. You really have to experience it. So having this little group of people, and believe me, the people that come and do just even a 3-day circle, they connect and they all, I mean, it was beautiful this weekend because I had 6 people here and those 6 people were supposed to be here.
Right.
All 6 of them. And the connection they made by the really very quickly after the first day, but by the third day, these people were so connected and, you know, wanting to, oh, when are you going to come back and do Cambo? I want to come back the same time you do it. And
yes,
it was beautiful. And that's what I really love to watch is how people, because we don't connect very well in the world.
No. Well, we're busy.
And we have our guards up and, when you are doing Cambo and you're everything just gets dropped. You're all your defenses and
you really have no choice, which is part of the beauty of the medicine, is like you have to be present. And it's interesting because mm-hmm. I had an appointment earlier before the show, and the message to this person was like, you have to get present. Mm-hmm. You're so worried and you're so much in fear. You're just creating more and more issues. And Cambo will bring presence to the present to your life, and presence for that matter. And I can't wait to do this retreat. And we have 10 and so there's still a couple spots open. So if anybody's out there, this is the group that's coming is amazing. A lot of healers and teachers and just incredible folks.
Yeah. So I feel these are the people who show up are exactly the right people. So if somebody's being called to come and do this, I would listen to that, because it's always amazing to me the people who show up. Some of them I've never met, and they are exactly the right people who are supposed to be there. And in some ways, it's almost like you get this feeling like we've done this all before, like I know you.
Yeah.
And maybe on some level that has happened.
Well, is there anything else you want to add to the retreat that we didn't mention? We have about a minute left or so.
Well, I think, talk a little bit about some of the things that you're going to do, because I don't think you've talked a lot about exactly what you're able to do.
Okay. Well, I'm going to, first of all, when we sit with the group that first night, we're going to have a discussion, and I can discuss with everybody at the same time. So I'm going to be looking at everybody and seeing what's going on with them, what their spirits, what their guides want, what they need, and how they want to be worked with, which is really important, because a really good psychic or intuitive or healer will meet somebody where they are first and then expand them. So I'm going to kind of just get a feel and then insert a few little key points to everybody, so that they can contemplate that over the night. And then, and if I need to, I will be very specific depending on what's necessary.
Yeah. No, I think that's great. Because I've seen how that's worked so well with people.
Yeah.
And they are very conscious of what it is.
Then they have a focus.
They have a focus.
Sometimes we just aren't focused.
Yep, I agree. So I think that's beautiful. Well, when we come back, we're going to bring our guest on, Kali, and let him, let him tell his weekend and how it went for him, and some of the key points for him, and how he thinks this is going to affect his work as he moves forward with his life.
Yay, new guests. Woohoo.
Super excited. So we'll be back in just a moment. This is Ginny and Todd with Cambo Talk Radio.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/globalfoundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
This is Ginny and Todd with Cambo Talk, and we are going to have our guests come on. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So we've got Kayala.
Pono
Richardson. And Kayala, he did Cambo this weekend, as I said, for 3 days. And he works, I'm just going to tell a little bit about him, and then he can tell the rest of the story about himself. But Kayala works as a quantum healing hypnosis technique practitioner that was developed by Dolores Cannon, if anybody's familiar with her, and he can talk a little bit about that. But she was a hypnotherapist who specialized in past life regression, and really that work spanned almost 50 years. And so she came across a lot of interesting facts in that work and has written numerous books. And then she created this technique, which is quite healing and lovely. She passed away, I think, a couple of years ago. So that's what Kayala does. And yesterday, he took us through a process, the group, after we did Cambo, which
Wonderful.
Was super lovely. So Kayala, welcome.
Oh, aloha, Ginny. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, very excited that you're here. So we're going to get right to it because time goes by really quickly on the radio. And but the thing I want to ask you about, first off, I know that you just did Cambo, and a lot of times the revelations and the insights come in the days after. But I'm just interested in really starting off with what drew you to Cambo.
Well, that's a really great question. You know, in the work that I do, we become aware of other lifetime experiences. And one of the more difficult ones that I dropped into was a time of living as a frog on another planetary planet. And so I always knew I had this inner frog within me. And here living on this planet, I almost had this resistance to that connection. And so maybe about a month ago, the frog started tapping me on the shoulder, just like Ginny, you said to us in the group. And that tap on the shoulder was very strong. And I woke up actually the morning that you had completed your practitioner training. And the frog really wanted me to know that, you know, there was something there for me to come and to seek you out and to find this medicine.
That's beautiful. I hear that all the time because I always say it's kind of a pushy little frog, and when it starts tapping you on the shoulder, it just will not stop until you do something about it. So that's a great story, and I think that the Cambo does call people when the time is exactly right. Yeah. So I'm wondering, because like I say, you just did this, and we had this lovely group. Over the 3 days, it was really a very special group. So tell me a little bit about what your experience was. And, you know, I know that most people come into this a little fearful and maybe just, you know, some of your apprehensions from the first day to the third.
Well, interestingly, I didn't know much about Cambo because when the higher self align something for me to attend or to arrive, I trust in that knowing and allow whatever the experience is to unfold. And so in coming to Cambo, I really didn't know much about it other than what I needed to do in preparation. Mm-hmm. So I arrived, and that day, that very first day for me, was almost like when you meet a friend for the first time. And so that first combo was a way for me to say hello to a new friend. And that frog took me back to the forest, took me to the jungle, and introduced me to its home. And so that was my day one.
Beautiful. That's
so, yeah. So a quick question. So what did that look like when you went to the forest?
You know, for me, I didn't know what was happening because it was very physical. I could feel the medicine, you know, feel that energy moving through my body. And it took me out. It almost like I was in a different dimension within my body. So I was aware of the group. I was aware that they were there, but I had enough of my consciousness leave, and it took the frog basically like grabbed my hand and said, come on, we're going to go to the jungle. And the way for me, it was a knowing, a feeling, and a hearing. I could hear the frogs. I could hear their sound and their music in the jungle.
So, I mean, you obviously work a lot from vision, Kayala. So what was the feeling you got of going into that forest?
It was a very high frequency sense of peace. So it was, for me, it was very much in my head, and the pressure. I mean, I could feel the pressure in my head, but to me, it was a very high frequency of peace, but a different octave of the peace that I know that when I go into nature normally, it was like a couple of octaves above that.
Oh, well said.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I just want to remind people that this is not a hallucinogenic medicine, but Kayala, you know, he works from vision. And so he can go on journeys is kind of what I'm hearing and seeing.
Yeah. Well, that's a great point, Todd, because the next days was not, I mean, that was not the experience. The experience was very, very physical and conscious.
Right.
And I love that about this is that I could consciously work with in collaboration with the frog and with the combo to dive into those areas that are really difficult to access because of all of the walls and the fears that get placed around it.
Yeah. The second day, you know, I see this a lot. And again, everybody's experience is always completely different, but there are some similarities. And the first day is always that kind of getting through it, getting acquainted to this medicine and the spirit of it and the energy of it. The second day really to me is when the deep work happens. And then the third day to me is kind of like the icing on top. So what you're saying just follows along with what I notice all the time.
Yeah. So tell us about the second day.
Well, the second day was more of a targeted treatment. You know, I came because I want to be able to speak my truth about the experience that I have. And, you know, I grew up in a very standard culture. And so the experience that I'm talking about are quite juxtaposed to that. And so I'm learning to speak my truth and to express and share these very out of this world experiences that people have. And so for me, I really wanted to target that block in my throat to bring that out and to allow that heart essence to be able to speak more fully. And so the second day was work, you know, and it was me learning how the medicine works and how I can participate in that. And Ginny was such a great, you know, great space holder and facilitator to encourage me to go into those areas that are not so readily accessed and not so pretty.
So let me ask you this. I mean, what feelings came up for you during this second day?
The feelings.
Yeah.
Oh, whew.
Good question, Todd.
Yeah, good question. The feelings are going... the feelings really came on the third day for me. The second day was coming up against the feeling of challenges, the blocks that I can't, the part of me that says I can't do this and you know, can I want to bring this to an end. Let's bring this to a close.
Yeah, let's hurry up and get done.
Yeah, let's get this done. Yeah.
So that day we were targeting, and I forgot, weren't we targeting your throat chakra?
Correct.
And what else? Was there another spot that we were targeting? I just remember the throat chakra.
Yeah, the throat and the solar plexus.
And the solar plexus, exactly, because I had noticed some ancestral blocks that were actually yours, but just stemmed from your ancestors. So, and that's why we chose to do the solar plexus and chose to do the throat chakra. Because I remember on the first day talking about how, I mean, I could just see the energy right there stuck in your throat, and you couldn't quite get it out.
The feeling of that after day two, I felt like I had fiberglass in my throat, you know, and wow. that was the medicine pulling it up and out. You know, it was all of this shards of glass that had been, that I had lodged energetically in that area, you know, over mistruth, you know, saying mistruths that kind of got lodged in there.
Or I would say limitation, being limited or allowing limitation too.
Yes.
Well, we've only got about a minute left here, and I want to get into your third day. And I don't want to cut that short. So when we come back, we're going to get into the third day. And at the end of that second day, we kind of talked a little bit that afterwards, and we had a little meal about some of the things we were going to work on the third day. And I always think that's really helpful. And of course, Kale, you were very open to doing this work, and sometimes people aren't. So I think that's why you had such a great experience with it. So when we come back, we're going to go to your third day and kind of see how you're doing today after yesterday and continue on with the conversation.
Hear a little of your story and what you do too, because I'm interested in that.
Exactly. So we'll be right back. This is Jenny and Todd with Cambo Talk.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Back. This is Ginny, and I'm sitting over here with Todd, and we're Cambo Talk. And we've been talking to Keala Pono Richardson, and he took Cambo this weekend, and he's been sharing his experience. Talked about day one, day two, and we're going to go on to day three. So,
which just really quickly, I mean, it was like totally different days. I find that interesting. And so now day three. So what happened day three?
Well, day three was very different. And even on the drive up to ceremony, like Ginny said, you know, we go home and, you know, have to attend to our normal life, and I'm driving through traffic. And for me, I already could feel that my heart space opening up. I could feel my connection to the people driving in the cars around me. I could feel the connection to the mountains in the distance and the trees along the freeway. And so I knew already that my higher self was setting me up for moving more into a gentle heart opening kind of experience. And so in reflecting on day three, I think of it as my day of conscious creation. Mm-hmm. And I say conscious creation because I met the frog on the first day. I did some work on the second day. And by the third day, I could almost join in this dance with the medicine, and you know, I was fully present. I was there, and I knew the work was up to me to be able to initiate. And so it was very much a conscious choice to be able to dive into the sadness, to dive into the grief, and to maybe the hurts and the pains and the traumas that I had done onto others and done onto myself, and the things that, like I said, had been put into a little box that, you know, I don't necessarily step into very often. And so day three was very helpful. The frog took me to those places. And like Ginny likes to say in group, is that it's the revealer. So it definitely revealed those aspects of myself that, you know, I may not always be conscious of.
Beautiful.
It's very, very beautiful. So we did some, let's see, because we did a lot of ear treatments yesterday on that last day. And we did, and I think you did ear treatments also. And what else did we target for you, Keala?
We had the heart meridian.
The heart, exactly. We did the heart meridian. And how was that different for you on that third day and targeting those particular points?
You know, it was very different, and it took much more time for me to sit with the experience. And I know that, you know, the medicine was left on for quite a while, and it just took me a lot longer to work with it and to sit with it.
But we kind of talked about, I remember at one point about conscious purging.
Interesting.
And I think I mentioned that to you. I could sense that you were consciously purging. And so what was that experience like for you?
It was a way for me to voice what I wanted to consciously purge. And so as soon as I started seeing that, the mantra that came to me was only love, only love, only love, only love. And that is what I was saying to myself. And when I would say that, I could feel all of the parts that did not resonate with that to arise. And that's when the sadness and the tears and the other emotions began to surface, so that I could feel those feelings that, experience those feelings.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, you
good work.
Yeah, that's great work. you did great work. Yeah.
Thank you.
The whole 3 days, there was some great work that was done. And that was a really lovely group. I think all of you connected so beautifully and very quickly. Did you have some experience of that and how you felt about being in a group? I mean, you start out with perfect strangers.
Well, that's a really good point. And, you know, my heart opened up to this group immediately within that first day. And, you know, you could feel the tension in the group. And by the first day, none of that tension was there.
Nice.
And you know, for me, past lives and other experiences come to mind quite a bit. So, you know, I was starting to see these connections beyond just this lifetime. And in that space, the great love that I had for all of these individuals that had showed up for that gathering.
It's funny because I always have there's this Buddhist saying that somebody told me once that it takes, and I think I mentioned this, it takes 100 lives just to sit on a bus with somebody. And so if you could imagine how many lives you probably spent with these people just to be in that space of doing Cambo for those 3 days, there had to have been a lot.
Yeah, and just being vulnerable with every, because it's you're very vulnerable and you're not, because the medicine's looking out for you.
Yeah, it's a really unusual experience. Yeah. And it's hard to put into words, really. So today, the day after, what are you feeling today?
You know, the heart connection to nature is still very present with me. What I do feel is that I have a lot of work to continue to do. And so what I've learned from this experience and what I'm continuing to take into today, and I know as the days come, is how to work with that. Mm-hmm. It gave me a pathway or a technique to be able to purge, you know, and to purge in a very direct but gentle and healing, very healing way, healing with love. You know, the only love mantra is what stuck with me.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing to take with you. Well, we're getting closer to the end of the show.
Yeah, and I have one more question before we intro.
Perfect.
So how do you think this is going to affect your work? And then I would like you to talk about your work and why you're here in Seattle.
Yeah, well, for me personally, as a practitioner and drawing that higher aspect out of everybody, you know, and every client that I work with, for me, having this deep, deep, deep connection to love and to that source within, like you said, this medicine is a connection is a source medicine, and so I can see that helping me facilitate that with others, but I can also see this being very, very beneficial for people to take prior to a session in the QHHT work, because they're able to purge and to clear themselves for that essence to step into the space more fully, you know, more into their physical structure, more into their mental structure, more into their psychic structure. And so there's just more space for that higher self to be embodied.
That's beautiful.
That's wonderful.
Beautiful.
So tell us what you've got. You're in Seattle for a reason. So what's going on?
Yeah, I come in and out of Seattle every so often. And, you know, through the QHHT work, you know, we draw out the higher self. We draw out that source essence, that core. And one of the things that I've learned in remembering who I am on a soul level and a soul trajectory is that, you know, my work, particularly in this timeline, in this space, is to be a gatekeeper of balancing and to allow for the harmonization and the synchronization between polarized energies to synchronize and merge together. And so in learning and remembering this purpose and this intention, I incarnate into bodies. I come into different timelines, into different dimensions.
Perfect.
And places to do the work that is being asked for.
Yeah. Kiala, if somebody wanted to work with you, how would they get a hold of you?
That's a great question. You can go to my website, which is just kialapono.com.
Lovely. Well, we have come to the end of our hour. It went so fast.
I know.
Kayla, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much for your words.
For you telling of your experience. And again, if anyone wants to work with Kayla, just go to kaylapono.com. Is that correct?
That's right.
And if you have trouble with that, you can contact us and we'll send you to him
and,
also.
And we'll put some of the information on this show if you yes. want to go back and get that information.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us. And Todd, I'll see you next week.
Yes.
This is Jenny and Todd with Cambo Talk. Have a great day, everyone.
You've been listening to Cambo Talk Radio with Jenny Rutherford and Todd Rolson. We hope you enjoyed the lively discussion of Cambo and the astounding results it manifests. Cambo medicine is truly magical, and Jenny is a powerful guide to total wellness. To find out more about this sacred medicine from the Amazon rainforest and its amazing benefits, visit cambokiss.com. That's K-A-M-B-O-kiss.com.